three, four slipping in. Two, three, let me see, my uncle, that was my grandmother's boy. Let me see, Tony and Matt. And Camille, his four slipping in. Three. Now the little.
Matthew,
Charlie, Tony, then Tony.
Yeah. Okay.
And then with my uncle, we all slip in the bed together. Sometimes I go get in the bed with Mama. To get out of there, you know, it's crowded. She called me and I go in there and get in there with her. But it went over two or three beds. Mm-hmm. To make pallets sleep on.
In a bed, you had a place, you had something to put your head on?
Yeah, you had a pillow. They'd make pillows out of, they would... The man, they make cotton. The man give them some cotton. They make a pillow out of that.
Yeah.
You know, cotton. When you gin it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd have hay thing. Hay, you know, make a pillow out of hay.
Yeah.
Shucks, I ain't just saying that no hay.
What about that pillow? Did you ever see the pillow that would go from one end of the bed?
Yeah, a bolster they call them. From one side to the other.
A bolster went
across it.
Mm-hmm.
Lay them two pillows there, and then you lay that bolster all the way across.
Yeah. So when 27 come, you put all the stuff in the house, all the
furniture, like what do we have to say?
Yeah.
On that thing when he built in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like up to 4 feet or 3 or 4 feet in this house here. Well, then he put all his stuff up there, lay the mattress up there, so if the water come, we go up there and sleep. But.
A room up at the top of the house?
Yeah, just like if I thought water was going to come, I'd build something along in here. Well, the house was built different from this, because the loft was high.
Yeah.
Loft was way up, young. You're about two stories. Well, then he could come up this high. Well, from the ground, they wouldn't think the water would get that high along in here, you know. Then you got 3 or 4 feet up there, yeah. And you see to put the mattress thing all up there. To sleep is.
You had a room up under the top of the house?
Yeah.
You had a room up under the top of the house?
Yeah.
And that was the loft?
That was the loft. There's a loft in it. And then, just like this was a loft.
Yeah.
Up here. Well, you take some bolts and things and start your nutting down here.
Yeah.
And bring it on up to where you think you could get under that other roof. It's another loft, like.
Yeah.
And then you put your mattress on this one, you build it. Don't get in that loft up there.
Yeah.
That loft wouldn't be quite high enough. Quite big enough.
Was there a room where your mother would keep canned goods and things? Or dishes? Or
in the kitchen, in the safe. She had a safe. She'd keep them in the kitchen. And just like she cane, she'd have jar and buy them in a box. But when she came, she'd put them back in that box. And she'd juke them up under her bed or something.
Juke them up under her bed?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, if it's sweet, we'd go in them, you know. She's trying to watch them. If it's sweet, we'd open and eat them. And we'd raise hogs and raise our own meat, killed our own meat.
Yeah.
Hams and bacon and different stuff. You had that your own stuff.
Good God. Did your mama have anybody to help her?
Yeah.
Granddaddy.
She had granddaddy, and then she had most kids, daughters would come out of town, you know,
uh-huh.
Different places and come there and help her. Then worked in the field too. She worked in the field till, Mama worked in the field till she got 80 years old. She worked on the Blue Wood years out there. Carnegie and them place out there, they know her well. She worked in the field way after I was married.
Oh, boy.
Never did.
Could she, did she ever get any schooling or?
Not too much, she said. She used to tell me about it. She didn't have a chance to get it.
Could she read and write?
Yeah, she could read that. She said her mama and them learned that, and they was on the slave when they bought this place.
They were?
Yeah. But they were allowed to raise turkeys and different things. I used to.